Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kim Levine is here, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle your seatbelts. Kim's back. Kim is the best-selling author of this book I'm holding in my hand, Mommy Millionaire, and then she's got a new book called The Mommy Manifesto, and that's her right there on the cover in her skinny jeans, and she's also the founder of Mommy Millionaire Media, and she is doing a lot of hard work helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy spring to you, and thanks for having me. I'm always happy to talk to you, and you know, I want to tell your listeners today that this economy is on fire, and it's time to get in the game and make money, especially in the retail marketplace.
Retail, you think that's where the opportunity is?
Well, you know, I want to, the thing that is most shocking to everybody, you know, we read every day in every magazine and every newspaper about these internet billionaires and people who are starting, search companies and making millions
on ads.
It makes
regular folks think that they're not worthy, not adequate, doesn't it?
Right, and I don't know what's wrong with the press, but that's just the
that's all they like.
Thing,
yeah, I agree with you.
You know,
that's all
but
they like.
People are making more money on simple consumer products. There are probably 100 people I know who got rich making things like can openers. Then there are people who are getting rich making, you know, apps or starting internet startups, you know. And you know, the research proves it. You know, angel investors, just for a fact here, the number one thing they invest in. Did you know that?
No.
And you know, it's just the retail economy
say that again, the
is
number
on
one thing
fire.
Say that again. The number one thing they invest in is what?
Is consumer products followed by media, women's media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is shocking. Software and internet startups don't even make the top 10, Jim.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's a simple thing. You know, I say in my book, Mommy Millionaire, channels of distribution are the keys to the millionaire kingdom.
Hmm.
That means if you have a simple consumer product, and you put it out in the marketplace, and you get it in, you know, like Walmart has 6,000 stores, Walgreens has 8,000 stores, Rite Aid has 7,000 stores. You know, when you get it into easily, let's say you make a can opener or a nail polish remover, which a friend of mine did and actually made so much money, he went out to Hollywood and bankrolled a movie with David Bowie in it, you know, when you sell a simple consumer product that every home in America needs, 300 million people,
right,
and it's a consumable once a month,
well,
we're talking astronomical amounts of money.
Let me give you an example. The lady who invented Spanx was on my show before it actually became a big deal, and now she's sold out.
She's on the cover of Forbes as a billionaire.
She's a billionaire now. She was on my show when she was still living in her apartment, by the way.
Right.
And so that's an example. And she just started out with an idea and took a pair of undergarments, women's undergarments she took to a buyer and asked the buyer to go to the bathroom with her and put the thing on. And the lady came out of the stall and said, I'll take them.
And, you know, Burt's Bees just sold his company for $1 billion.
That's a woman. There is no
Burt's. $1 billion.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kim, that's a woman. It's not. There is no Burt.
I mean,
there's a Burt, but he's not the owner. There's a woman who owns that company.
Right, and you know, 80% of their revenues was still based on one simple product, their lip balm. If you can make a company and sell it for $1 billion for lip balm, there's money out there.
You ever hear of Debbie Meyer? The green bags?
Yes, I have.
She's
going
to be on the show right after you. And she was smart enough not to only invent the green bags, because ladies like the green bags, she invented the cake cutter so guys could have something.
Right. And that's the whole secret, Jim. You don't have to be Bill Gates or Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
You don't even have to create, you don't even have to invent something new. All you have to do is you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to build a better mousetrap. And, you know, there's certain consumer, you're talking about the Gutenberg Bible and how the movable movable type press
mm-hmm.
revolutionized the world. You know, I honestly believe, Jim, we are going through a historic time right now. There's historic access to capital,
mm-hmm.
and this economy is on fire. And I believe, you know, 50 years from now, we're going to look back at this as sort of the second industrial revolution. All new innovative products are finding their way to the marketplace. Barriers to entry in the business marketplace are lowering everywhere I look, and there's historic access to capital to take those ideas. So one of the big things that is changing the consumer marketplace is the organic and green industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can take something simple like paper lunch bags, okay? And if you print it on, organically grown wood fibers or something like that, you know, or print organic or save the animals or something on
right.
lunch bags, consumers are willing to pay 20% more.
That has been
for
proven.
Any product that
That's
is
right.
green
yeah.
or organic.
Because it makes them, it makes them feel good.
Well, you know, they want to protect the environment.
That's
and
right, but it makes them feel good. Even I mean,
it does.
That's
them feel
the benefit
good. That's
that they
the
get
whole,
out of it.
That's the whole secret about making sales in the marketplace, making a meaningful connection with the consumer. And
yeah.
it's sometimes it's just all about a brand.
And you know,
if it makes
Kim,
the consumer happy, it touches their heart, you've got $1 million product.
One thing I want to point out, and America leads the way in this, we have an infinite number of niches. In the American
Absolutely.
Market, in the American marketplace, and we lead the way in creating niches, and we export niches. That's one thing. A lot of the niche products that we create in America, because somebody will buy it, those things are then other people in other parts of the world want those things. And so
consumer,
we export
the American exactly, Jim. You're so correct. You know, the American consumer is the most demanding consumer in the world, and they want something new, hot and new every 6 months. That's why you can take a can opener and turn it into, you know, put something hot and new on it, and and sell millions of them in six
yep.
months because it's. You know, the American consumer has a constant prowl for something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where retail buyers come in. They know that they have to keep consumers coming into their stores.
Yep.
So they are looking for hot and new. And if you can bring a product to a buyer, like the woman who founded Spanx did to the Nordstrom
mm-hmm.
buyer, and say, this product, nobody's ever seen it. And I tell people every day, never apologize for being new.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, she went there with just
to,
a pair of
take a quick
underwear.
Break. Give us your website,
yep.
please.
MommyMillionaire.com, and I show on my homepage today how one little simple idea going into a store like Walgreens can make $1.7 million a year.
I told you, folks, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. We got more to come from Kim Levine right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.